You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Kirk Beard here, and welcome back to the Best Practices Show, where I'm your host, because every week we take a look at the best business practices from the best practices all over. And man, do I have a treat for you today, because today we're going to be talking about something crazy special in dentistry, and it's an organization that I've known about for a very long time called Teen Smile and how they truly given back to dentistry. And we're going to be talking to John McCarthy today. Now, I want you to know this about this particular podcast. This is a special one because this is a cool organization. You're going to love how it came together, what their purpose is, the story, and how you could possibly get involved. So I don't want you to miss out. So do me a favor, grab a pen and hit the share button. You're going to absolutely love this. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, because we often do have a lot of young dentists or dental students that show up, and I know I get the emails from you guys. You're like, what is this podcast thing? I'll tell you, it's just been something that's been a lot of fun for us. But if you're watching or you're listening for the first time, I don't care where you're consuming podcasts. So do me a favor. So if you're listening on Stitcher or iTunes or whatever, do me a favor. See that little button right down there? It says subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button, because here's why. I don't want you to miss out. Every single week, we're going to be bringing you a brand new expert in dentistry to help you create a better practice and a better life and just opening up your mind. This profession is such a great, noble profession. You're going to see there's a lot of cool people out there, and I'm not even the smartest guy. I just like having my friends on and asking them great questions to get the real inside scoop so that you guys can go back and enjoy your practice. Now, another question I get frequently is people always ask me, what the heck do you do? Heck, sometimes I don't even know what I do. It's so much fun. But we're practice coaches or consultants. So that's our core business. So if you're a practice owner and you own your own practice and you're thinking, you know what? My team isn't getting along really well. I got two people that aren't getting along. It hasn't been that fun. I don't know if I have the right team. And I don't know. I just want to make things healthier. That's what we do. Or if you're thinking, gosh, I participate with a lot of PPOs and I'm just kind of tired of giving away 35% every single year and I don't want to do that anymore. Well, that's what we do, you know. Or if you're thinking, gosh, I just want to make a little bit more profit, or I just don't want to work all these hours, give us a call, because dentistry, again, it's the greatest profession ever. It's not dentistry that's stressing you out. It's how you practice dentistry, because the greatest gift you can ever give yourself is just enjoying going to work and saying, this is how I like to do it. So check us out over at actdental.com, where you can see a ton of resources, and we'd be happy to chat with you. Now, I want to introduce my guest, John. In full disclosure, you and I are just meeting for the first time. So I don't know you, and I'm holding a lot of my questions for the podcast, but I know of you and your organization. We were chatting a little bit about Team Smile, but I'm crazy fascinated to learn about you and Team Smile. I always like to do this before we get into the what and the how and the why. Tell us who we're listening to. Who is John McCarthy?
Boy, great, great question. First of all, Kirk, thanks so much for having me on. It's such a thrill to be here with you today, and love your passion, your energy. This is going to be a lot of fun. So thanks so much for doing this. And my story, relatively shortly, so I don't bore your listeners, is I've been involved in collegiate athletics pretty much my whole career. Kind of ran the gamut from assistant basketball coach to head basketball coach, athletic director, commissioner, et cetera, moved to Kansas City in 2007 to run the NAIA's National Basketball Championship, the longest running collegiate championship of any sport in the country. And then I wanted to had a passion for teaching coaches, similar to what you're doing. And so I broke off and wrote three booklets and traveled the country speaking to coaches all over the country, primarily college coaches. And it was just a thrill. Got in the nonprofit industry about 8 or 10 years ago, served as executive director for another nonprofit in Kansas City, and then met Dr. Bush, who we both know, and his daughter, my son, went to school together. Next thing we know, I'm in front of the board of directors for Team Smile 4 years ago in 2017, and began in 2017 as executive director with Team Smile. And it's been a fun ride so far. We're certainly enjoying it. So I have sort of the background, if you will, between athletics and a real passion for athletics, along with the nonprofit world, where it's wonderful to have a vehicle where we really can spend our time helping others, spend our time making a positive impact for others in great need. And so that's my story. But probably more importantly, I'm the husband of Christine. I'm the father of Sean, and I'm the brother of Jeff and Jimmy, and the son of John and Joan. And so that's the family bit. You and I were talking a little bit prior to getting started, is paramount for who I am. And that's just really important to me. And I thought I'd throw that out there because I know that's important to me.
Amen, brother. I love that. And then I'm always curious. I mean, I'm super curious today because I want you to talk about Team Smile. It's a very, very unique concept. Maybe take us through the evolution, the story. First of all, what is it? What's the why behind it? Why is it so unique? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. I'm going to tie a couple things together here. First of all, the mission of Team Smile is to provide a life-changing dental experience through the power of sports. In a nutshell, what we do is we throw dental tailgate parties. We go into communities such as Milwaukee, where you are, and we set up in the baseball stadium. We work with the Brewers. We work in Kansas City with the Chiefs, the Royals, and Sporting KC. But we're at the point now where we are truly national. We're working in Fenway Park with the Boston Red Sox, and we're in California with the Angels and the Rams and so on. So we're literally coast to coast, north to south. Prior to the pandemic, we conducted 33 programs in one calendar year, impacted 7,126 children, and did over 2.8 million in free dental care and oral health education. But what we, in a nutshell, is we create these large dental clinics in stadiums and arenas. We literally set up about $650,000 worth of equipment and supplies while we're in Fenway Park, while we're in Target Stadium in Minnesota, while we're in Arrowhead in Kansas City, and on, we work in New Orleans at the Superdome and Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, which is spectacular, by the way. But we will set up enough where we've got 16 dental operatories, we've got 12 hygiene stations, x-ray, and people come to us often saying, oh, you're the ones who do screenings. Well, we do screenings and cleanings. We do extractions and fill cavities and do root canals and pulpotomies right there on site. We've got the sterilization from Midmark and the x-ray machines from Acteon and on, full body of dental work right on site. Evolution. The beginning was brilliant. It was 2006 when Jason Krause from Henry Schein, who is in there in Milwaukee, by the way, he met Dr. Bill Bush. They had known each other. It was Dr. Bill Bush from Kansas City who came home one day and watched the DeMonte Driver story. Technically, it was 2007. And the DeMonte Driver story, in short, was a little 12-year-old boy in the D.C. area, in the Baltimore, D.C. area, that had a toothache. Single mother, very little money, had a toothache. But the mother said, we can't go to the dentist because we don't have dental insurance and we don't have the money to pay for that. Well, it got more and more painful. And so we went to the hospital. Dr. Bush is watching this at home in Kansas City on an NBC Nightly News special with Brian Williams. Well, he goes to the hospital and the hospital doesn't have a dentist on staff. They tried to pat him on the back and do what they could for him there and send him home. That toothache got infected. That infection spread to his brain. At 12 years old, DeMonte Driver passed away. And Dr. Bush I talked to him a lot about this. He said, I was mad. I was upset thinking we live in the most wealthy country in the world. And we've got a 12-year-old boy that didn't have to die if he was treated appropriately. Could have been completely fine if he was treated. And here he is dead. And he started thinking, what can I do? And so he went to Kansas City Chiefs and pitched an idea. Fast forward, the idea worked. And so in 2007, the first program, the Kansas City Chiefs, was launched. And all of a sudden, he realized we've got something here. And from that one, one became two and two became four. In the early years, it was three and four programs, 2007, 8, 9. But over time, it has begun to morph. And all of a sudden, we've attracted partners. And we're so grateful to our 10 national partners and program partners all over America. And we fast forward to us talking today, and we have now surpassed serving over 40,000 children, over 200 programs, and over 17 million in free dental care and oral health education. So Dr. Bush's vision and Jason Krause's ability to help bring it to life by providing the materials, by providing the equipment for those first programs. And we've been with Henry Schein ever since Jason Krause partnered with Dr. Bush to make it happen. So that was the way it started. And it's just been a thrill to watch it blossom and impact child after child.
Yeah, the impact is tremendous. I had no idea the scope of it. Talk about, you know, you mentioned this before we actually went live. It's the power. Why is this such an important, powerful concept in the power of sport and the importance? Like, why does it work so well, you think?
Yeah, I think this concept was just brilliant looking at it, because what we do is we bring out, not only in stadiums and arenas, but we've got a DJ for all of our programs. We have face painters. We bring out the players, the cheerleaders, the mascot. And so what the intent is to use these stadiums and use these teams. And by that, I mean players, cheerleaders, mascots, and create an environment that is cool, that is fun, takes the fear out of dentistry. You know, there's a lot of children that we're dealing with that have never been to the dentist. They may be 10 years old, 12 years old, and they've either never been to the dentist or they're scared of the dentist. They're a kid. They're afraid that it's going to hurt, and if they're scared, well, all of a sudden, the fear tends to go away when you start dancing with a mascot or you're dancing with the cheerleaders there in the stadium. And it's just, it creates the cool factor, if you will, for these kids that they forget about going to the dentist. And so they walk away with this feeling of how fun was that. We bring truly smiles to children, literally and figuratively, you know, literally through the dental practice and the procedures. That's the core of what we do. We don't want to forget the core of what we do is free dentistry for children that are at risk that really need it. But while we're doing that, we want to make it cool and fun so they're not scared of going to the dentist. We don't want their first dental experience to be one of fear. We want it to be fun and exciting. And through sports, we can do that. And we're doing it. And it's just a thrill.
Yeah, that's awesome. And talk about the localized support from the dental community. I would imagine, you know, this is an interesting thing where a lot of the dentists that we know, they want to give back. They want to participate. But getting the support sometimes, and sometimes them thinking, well, I've got to go, you know, to other countries to be able to provide. And, you know, and all of that is good. It's amazing what, you know, this country and this dental profession is given to other countries, but there's a lot of need locally. And I would imagine is it fairly easy to get the local community, dental communities involved, or is it still a little bit of a challenge?
Yeah, the challenge is the first year when we go into a community for the very first time, when we're trying to introduce Team Smile to the team, to the volunteers, et cetera, that's a challenge. Once we're in a community once, there are many cities where we go, we have a waiting list for volunteers. Kansas City, where we are, we have 50 to 100 on a waiting list at least to become able to volunteer for our programs. We have that in many cities. Once people realize what we're doing and they come out for it and they realize, one, the impact of what we're doing, right, and two, how much fun this is. I mean, they're able to come out to these beautiful stadiums and arenas and truly make a difference. So here's a note about the impact and the importance of what the dentists are doing. I'm awed by this. I was not involved in the dental community prior to Team Smile, and I am so awed and impressed by the dentists that take their time, and the hygienists, and the dental school students, and the dental assistants. In a typical program, we will incorporate a total of between 125 and 150 volunteers. Of those, we'll have roughly 15 to 20 dentists, 15 to 20 dental assistants, 15 to 20 dental hygienists, often dental school students, and then a lot of general volunteers will help with check in and check out and walking children to one place to another. But if you think about it, Team Smile has a total of 8 employees between full-time and part-time. We incorporated in our last full year prior to pandemic in 2019, over 4,000 volunteers around America to make the magic happen, if you will. And so Team Smile doesn't work. The model doesn't work without volunteers. And if you think about that, over 4,000 people took their day off to save or serve others through the Team Smile model. I'm just awed by that. I mean, these dentists could be, you know, they close their practice for a day. Sometimes it's their day off. Sometimes they'll close their practice and bring their whole staff that'll come out, or even just take the day off. They could be making a lot of money on that day, and they choose to serve others rather than serve their own practice that day. It is so impressive to me. What a great community of people the dental community has provided. And so I'm awed and impressed with what the dentists do and all those that take their time to serve others.
The Best Practices Show with Kirk Behrendt is brought to you exclusively by ACT Dental, the ultimate provider of dental practice management solutions for dentists and their teams. ACT Dental is committed to helping you build a better practice and a better life. If you're looking to grow your production, motivate your team, get back on track, and create the practice you've always dreamed about, look no further. Give us a call at 800-851-8186 or visit us at actdental.com.
And I'm just having many epiphanies as you're talking, because as you're sharing the story, I'm thinking, well, the natural inertia of marketing probably is fairly easy. All you need is, you know, Craig Council from the Brewers or somebody just put out a little a message. And, you know, now we've got both sides. Now we've got the dental community and patients. How, give me a little perspective. So let's say you were to do one in any town. What's the lead up and how do you get involved? And what happens if too many people show up for an event, which probably happened at some point?
So what we do is, in a new community, we're going to typically want 4 to 6 months lead time, where we'll work with a combination of a lead dentist, lead volunteer, and a team. Take the Brewers, for example, since we do one in Milwaukee and have done one for over a decade there. We'll work with the team to make sure we have the appropriate space. We need about 4,000 to 5,000 square feet. Our program director, Kelly Renaud, makes all the magic happen, so to speak. We've got James Spector, who's our assistant and works in the James Phenomenal. And between the two of them, they're on the phone with schools, boys and girls clubs, and we're targeting Title I schools that are high in free and reduced lunch, boys and girls clubs, homeless shelters, et cetera. We're looking for a target demographic to serve and to help. So they're on the phone with those folks, as well as a lead volunteer and lead dentist. Lead dentist is helping to find other dental folks in the dental community to help volunteer. General volunteer lead is helping to find general volunteers. And we have a portal on our website for all of our volunteers to go in, and they can sign up for a different role. I'm a dentist, I'm a hygienist, I'm a dental school student, I'm a general volunteer. We have job descriptions for everybody, videos that show about each role so they know what they're doing. And so we fill up that portal, and when it's filled up, we'll cut it off for those. So in terms of having too many, what we don't want, it's a happy medium, is we don't want obviously too few volunteers. We need to have enough, but we also don't want too many, in the fact that what we don't want is 50 people taking the day off of work and coming and just standing around saying, sorry, we don't have anything to do for you because we're all filled up. So it's a real interesting balancing act here. But the technology is phenomenal, where you can go on and sign up for a particular role. When that role is filled up, we cut it off and go from there. But it's important to coordinate with everybody involved. We're busing kids in. We can serve up to about 300 children in a day with the full body of dental work. We'll run them through stations, if you will. You'll be in x-ray or exam or hygiene or, you know, the dental chair, the operatory. And then when they're not in there, they may be working. We may have an education, not may, we do have an education station as well. So we're teaching them about the importance of oral health and how to brush and how to floss, et cetera. And then we have the entertainment area where they're going to go dance with the mascot, with the DJ, and they're going to go get their face painted and have a good time. So we have different ways of rotating children through the circuit. And it's a tremendous amount of planning. Once we're in a community, once our lead time shortens a little bit, because we already know a good amount of the dentists and volunteers in the team. Typically, we're going to want 3 or 4 months rather than 4 to 6 after we've been in a community once. And when we take the truck out, which is a large truck with hundreds of thousands of bucks worth of equipment and supplies, we typically try to pick up 2, 3, 4 programs in a geographic area. We're headquartered in the middle of the country for the most part in Kansas City, but if we go to California or Boston, we don't want to schedule one in Boston one day and California 2 days later. We're literally driving the equipment, but we might go New York, Boston, come back through Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, for example.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, and if you're a dentist listening, you know how important it is when you improve the overall oral health of any human being. It changes the quality of their lives and what we know now from a research standpoint and everything. It's pretty amazing what you guys are putting together. And I think you're only at the tip of the iceberg of its potential impact on the world here, don't you think?
Yeah, and so that's the question I keep working through with our board of directors is, you know, pre-pandemic is the what's next? How do we manage the growth and continue to make a positive impact while we're sustainable? It's really enjoyable conversations, frankly, to have gotten to that point where we've sustained success, if you will, for a period of time, and having those conversations about which direction do we go now? Do we try to broaden the scope of each program and the impact in each community? Or do we say, let's look at trying to raise quite a bit more money and build a whole nother team. So we could be in Boston the same day we're in LA or anywhere in the country and put together a second truck and a second team of people. You know, that's part of a discussion. Or do we do more education? Do we do more with helping children find a dental home in their own community and trying to figure out what's next? And so we're deep into those discussions and we were prior to the pandemic. And obviously the pandemic has impacted us as it has most of our society. And we're at the moment, just as a quick note on that, we've had to tweak our model during the pandemic. I think it's safe to say we're not able to gather 400 or 500 people in one space at a time, right, between volunteers and children during this time. So we're doing a lot virtually and product distribution. And then we're doing what we call phase two programs, which are very scaled down, not taking the equipment out, but having a couple of our staff members go work with a small number, like 2 or 3 dentists and hygienists and assistants, spread out in a gym, go do exams, silver diamine fluoride, fluoride varnish, give the children their packet of toothbrush, toothpaste, floss, hand sanitizer, and the educational piece, and then help them find a dental home in their community. But trying to do it very safely. They're safe, they're efficient, they're effective, these phase two programs. So we're trying to do what we can during the pandemic, rather than sit back and say, well, someday we'll be back in stadiums and arenas, where we turn that thought early in the pandemic to say, we've been told for the first several months, March, April, May, what we cannot do. We want to flip that around and say, what can we do? How can we make an impact? We know the circumstance. We got it. We've been told what we're not able to do, but we're determined and we have made an impact. Our team leaves tomorrow for Indianapolis to work with a phase two program in Indianapolis. They'll come back for a little bit, then head to Buffalo for a phase two program. And in fact, they're doing one with the Brewers in late June. So we're making a difference even through the pandemic.
Yeah, that was one of my questions is like, what's changed as far as you're thinking in the pandemic? And then also, if you're listening, you know, dentistry is it's a cost heavy profession. You know, it's not one of those professions where you can just show up. Like, there's a lot of materials. There's a lot of goes into that. And I would imagine from the trade side of things, you know, you mentioned Henry Schein, which is a fantastic company, has been a great support. Do you get a lot of trade support with providing these programs, or is that a challenge?
So we're incredibly grateful. Thanks for the lead in on that one. We've got a great group of partners that have been incredibly helpful to us. You know, we mentioned Henry Schein already, but you talk about the trade, if you will. You've got somebody like Colgate, who's been with us since day one. Well, not only they provide some, you know, cash to help us, but they provide toothbrush, toothpaste, floss for every child that comes through our program. So collectively, now we've distributed over 40,000 products from Colgate. Technically, if you do that times three different products, we've provided whatever that math is, over 120,000 products from Colgate alone over time. And Shine provides not only cash support, but the people support, the tech support, and they provide supplies as well. Midmark provides our sterilizers, and DentaQuest is a national partner, and Acteon's a partner. And Henry Schein One now that spun off helps provide a lot of our technology. Dentsply Sirona, the largest dental provider or manufacturer in the world, has been a partner for the last couple of years. Gojo, that makes Purell, provides hand sanitizers for all of our volunteers and for the children as well. And the Cap Trust Community Foundation, we were just thrilled that during this pandemic chose us as their national charity of choice with a $100,000 partnership during this pandemic, and has just been phenomenal for us. So we're fortunate through these partnerships that help provide the cash, quite frankly, to help us operate, but also the products. And in a lot of cases, companies like ADEC, for example, or BioLase will provide lasers, will provide additional equipment at no cost to us, which is huge for us. As you're well aware from being involved in this for so long, dental equipment's expensive. Right. The supplies are expensive, but we're so grateful to those partners that have helped us along the way with providing those materials, that equipment. So we're incredibly grateful for all of our partners.
Yeah. So give us a perspective. So let's say I'm a dentist and I'm listening. Like, how do I get involved? Well, let's say you don't even come to my town, or if I'm in Indianapolis and I want to get involved, like, how do I get involved with Team Smile? What do I do?
I'm gonna tell you a quick story on your comment and come back to that. When you mentioned, hey, you don't even have one in my town right now. Right. When I was in Milwaukee, my first program out of town, out of Kansas City, when I took this role in 2017, was in Milwaukee. And I got to meet a number of the dentists walking through and volunteering, and met Dr. Milan Dion Chinkett Wells, one of the all-time great name teams. She's great. Well, after in conversation, I'm talking with her and realize she's not from Milwaukee. And I said, well, where are you from? She said, oh, I live in Buffalo. And I said, so what brings you here? She said, well, I just flew in for the program because I wanted to volunteer. Wow. So she flew, and then I saw her in Atlanta. And then I saw her in Arizona. So she flies around to come volunteer for Team Smile programs. And by the way, we did make her a board member here recently. she's been great. So she's been wonderful and helps lead our virtual programs now. But I tell you that because clearly it's easier if you live in the community. No secret. But you're certainly welcome to jump on a plane or jump in the car and come visit us wherever we may be. If you have a favorite team or you have a relative in a community you want to go visit, come on online. So to answer your question, if you go to our website, it's teamsmile.org, TEAMSMILE.org, and you just go to the volunteer portal. Just click on that up top. Take you right to the portal, and it'll show you the programs that we have coming up, and it'll show you the different volunteer opportunities. Everything's done online. You just simply jump online and plug in your name and your information, and then we will send out a series of emails leading up to that program, whether it's the Indianapolis Pacers or the Boston Red Sox, wherever it may be. We'll begin to connect with you by email on a regular basis. We will send out a load of information about the different volunteer roles, about when to be there, the shirts that we'll provide. The dentists all get free scrubs. Dr. Bush and his wife, Natalie, have a scrub company as well, TI Scrubs. Mm-hmm. They've been very supportive of Team Smile since the time they started the company. And so all dentists get stitched scrubs that come to our programs with whatever team. Part of the deal with the teams, they allow us to use the logo. We're not allowed to sell it as part of Major League Baseball or NFL, but we can give them away. So all of our dentists provide the size that they like for their scrubs. We give them tops and bottoms stitched with the team logo. You know, Brewers there in Milwaukee, or Chiefs Royals and Sporting KC in Kansas City. And so everything is done from a volunteer standpoint online, or just go to the website and click on programs. You'll see what's coming up and where we're going to be going forward. So it's very easy to do online. And as I mentioned, we incorporate over 4,000 volunteers in 2019. So we are very, very volunteer driven and incredibly grateful for those that take the time to serve others.
Yeah, I want to go. I mean, and now typically, John, they're one day. Do you focus on one day program? Are they 2 day programs? Yeah. So, or how do you do that?
Yeah, great question. So we set up whatever the day is of the program, we set up the day before. As you can imagine, there's a lot of setup to this. And so we take about, depending on the number of people that are helping set up, about 5 to 7 hours to set up everything. And then the next morning, our staff will arrive at about between 6:30 in the morning. Our volunteers will be there by 8 o'clock in the morning. At about 8:30, I'll give a presentation, and then we'll have our key staff members give a presentation. Then we break down into the different volunteer roles where we can have our staff and other experienced volunteers coach people on how to handle each volunteer role. Roughly 9:15-ish, the children will come in, depending on the program. And then we'll roll through from using a round number 9 to 3, roughly about 6 hours, sometimes 5.5 hours straight through. We will rotate volunteers in and out of lunch so that we don't have everybody disappear at one time in the midst of a clinic. And so we're still able to operate right through lunch. But for the most part, it's about a 5.5 to 6 hour program. From a staff standpoint and volunteer standpoint, we'll have a group of people that will stay afterwards to help wrap everything up, move everything into the truck. And typically the truck is on its way, give or take around 6 o'clock that evening, moving on to the next city. Wow. So it's quite an operation, and I can't emphasize this enough. We are volunteer driven. We have volunteers help us set up. We have volunteers help us break down. We have volunteers help us, obviously, during the program. And so we are just incredibly grateful. The Team Smile model doesn't work without volunteers. So for those dentists that are listening, those dental school students, hygienists, et cetera, please help. Please jump onto our website and volunteer. As we get later into this year and roll into 2022, nobody has the exact crystal ball when we're back in stadiums and arenas fully, but I think we can all see it's coming. It's just a matter of when everything aligns with federal, state, and local regulations, along with the ADA and CDC, along with the schools and parents. When all the stars align, we are just kind of chomping at the bit to get back in stadiums and arenas and help people in person with our traditional Team Smile model. So please jump onto the website and volunteer when you can.
Yeah, John, I'm in. I mean, I'm such a big fan of, it's so nice to meet you today. And I've been a big fan of Bill's for so long. I think what you guys are doing is just, it's transformative. It's unbelievable. And I have no doubt that a lot of people that are listening are going to get involved. So just for the benefit, again, of the people that might just be listening and not seeing the video, if you're listening on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, where do I go, John, to sign up, take a look at Team Smile?
Yeah, so you go right to teamsmile.org. And through that, by the way, you can get to our social media outlets. We're pretty active with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, et cetera. So the hub, if you will, is teamsmile.org. And Kirk, I got to tell you, thanks so much for this opportunity. This has been a thrill to spend time with you today. And I love your passion, your energy. And thanks for doing this and giving us this platform. We're incredibly grateful.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine. I think what you guys are doing are phenomenal. And Bill's got the right guy in the job for you, because you need somebody that's got that kind of energy to make something as special as this.
Are you kidding me? What a thrill, huh? I can spend my time making a difference for others. Get to hang out with you for a day. This is great.
It's the best way to do it. All right, buddy. Well, I really appreciate this. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. And so thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show podcast. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, make sure you make it over to teamsmile.org, get signed up, get involved, even if it's not in your own town. I'm telling you, you guys will absolutely love it. I'll be there at a few of them. I just think what you guys are doing is amazing. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.